Welcome, everyone. Welcome to One More Time to the Quick Hit Live Podcast Show, another edition. We're going to talk about Will Smith.
That's right, Will Smith.
We're going to talk about Star Trek.
Two more episodes of Picard.
Two more. And I'm taping the YouTube video as we speak. You'll be able to watch me on YouTube in a video of the Corey Weather Podcast Show. So, the YouTube has begun. I will be on Riverside. So, one computer will be for Riverside, other one be for YouTube, and the other one be for Speaker. Speak. And the Corey Whitlock Show will continue on. One down, all the way after Memorial Day. Now the last episode will be the first week of June. Then we'll take a break and we'll be right back right after that, between the end of July and the beginning of August, or around August to the end of September, the beginning of September. So enjoy the show now, because you only got a couple more episodes. That's right. June will be here before we know it. So, the reason that I'm going to go back to YouTube is because YouTube is the show. Now, I was thinking about going doing Facebook Live and YouTube. But, knowing I'm going to go do YouTube and probably go ahead on and do Riverside too. So, that's the way it's gonna be, you know. And the Corey Whitlock Show will continue on to June, and we'll be there between the end of middle of the end of the summer. Now, anybody know what's going on with Will Smith? And one more thing, I'd like to say hi to all my California listeners, all my Arizona listeners, Nevada, and New York, and everyone else around the world and the country. Now, I only got a few visitors, listeners, and downloads in Maryland. Now, I need those downloads in Maryland, because I live right here in Maryland, do the show here in Maryland. But according to my charts, y'all dropping in the ratings. So, I need y'all start listening again, Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. What's going on with y'all? The mayor, could I speak the truth? Come on, start listening. Because I got all people in the West Coast, California, Arizona, even Amsterdam, you know, even Joycher and what you call Birmingham and all. I got Florida listening to me. Hello, Florida. Thank you. You know, once again, thank you, Nevada. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you, California. All of y'all, keep listening. Especially Los Angeles. You know, I love y'all in Chicago. I need some more download people, more church people in Chicago and all to listen. I know it's California fans out there, because I know it's Star Trek fans out there, because they doing the Star Trek thing out there. And I know a lot of Star Trek fans in California, but I know we got them here in Maryland too. And come on, start listening. Start listening to the show. It's going to be a good show, guys. Need those emails too, okay? You want to be on Riverside, to help me do the host the show and all. And you can talk about any topic that you want, you know. The Will Smith topic is still going on, and the war in Ukraine is still going on. I'm sure we got a lot of people's opinion on everything that's going on in the government, the United States government. I mean, not only the United States, but around the world. Y'all can give y'all opinion here. I don't care. I'm an independent, you know. And after Obama left the office, I'm an independent. And when I got my divorce, I'm an independent, you know. So I've been there. And I'm just going to upload my YouTube shows. And, hey, I might even do this on Riverside, you know. And also do it on Facebook Live. So I got like a lot of computers to do it, you know. And I got a lot of promoters to promote this. So it's going to be on social media. So I got people that post it on social media to listen to the show, you know. And thank you all my iTunes podcast listeners. The ratings is up at the bar with y'all guys. And I thank my Speak listeners. iTunes and Speak. I thank all of y'all for listening. iHeart fans, iHeart listeners, y'all dropping in the ratings. I need y'all to start downloading and listening again, okay? So go to iHeartRadio, push that podcast, type me up, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and start listening. And iTunes fans, just tell more of your co-workers, family, friends, and all. It's a new guy in town. Not new, but it's a good show. Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And I do this show on sticks and pens, on a couple computers and a little black desk and all. Y'all will see it if y'all go to YouTube and type up Corey Whitlock Podcast Show on YouTube. But this is what I do the show on. Everybody else got a fancy studio and all. Yeah, mate. Happy Easter. Sorry about that. But, yeah, my son called and I had to do the show. I had to stop and answer the phone because they looking for him and all. But he just called to say Happy Easter and all. Good guy. Really good guy. Great. People, thank you. Who prayed for me and everything. Thank you so much. I'm still going to thank all of y'all who prayed to get this family together. Just keep praying. That's all I ask. Keep praying. I ain't asking for no charity or none of that bullcrap. Money shit. Bullcrap. The best charity is the best prayer. That's what I say. And it's free of charge. You don't have to reach in your pocket. All you have to do is look up Jesus and say, please play for the Whitlock family. And that's it. And he will. And that's the best finance that we can get from everyone. The heck with money. Don't make no one. Just destroy people. Believe me. Just destroy it. And I know a lot of people out there, believe me, that know what I'm saying. It destroy you. But I just hope everyone is having a happy Easter. I'm watching YouTube, the greatest story ever told on YouTube. I'm sitting back enjoying Don on and Jessica company. And Ashley is away with Nikki and Virginia. But I'm probably calling Nancy and them to see what they doing. But this, any family listening, happy Easter. And I just hope all your Easters be great. Family, friends, listeners, fans, all of y'all, Star Trek, cast and crew, all the CBS and Paramount who made Star Trek and making it happen. Happy Easter, guys, to your family, to my family, to your family, including the Star Wars and Star Wars fans and Star Trek community family and Star Wars community family. Happy Easter, everyone. Glad to have y'all family and fans. And there's fans of everything else that you like and all. And the things I don't, some of the movies that I just don't want, I don't watch. And y'all fans are football fans or, okay, happy Easter to everyone. Everyone around the world, including Putin. Happy Easter, Putin, President of Russia. Just hope you take a break to realize the Father and stop this war. You evil, man. You're just terrible evil. You really is. You just terrible evil. Just stop the war, man. Just stop it. Come on. But me and my family is doing well. I'm still going to work. I'm still making it. My second book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. Like I said, it's a backstory of Planet 3492, the Rise of Hitler. The four-part book that's coming out in 2026. But this is a backstory to let fans know what happened, how the story started, and how the war started. So I'm doing the backstory first, and then I'm going to release the four-part. I'm serious. And it's going to be four books. So, Mr. Boogie Shoes is a science fiction short novel. It will be on Amazon May the 20th. Alright. So my other book, Burning Love in Ocean Sky, is still on Amazon. It's still, you can go purchase it. Okay. Paperback or Kindle. It's a good story. Alright. It's not science fiction. It's just a story about a guy who fell short. You know, just go look. Go to your ebook and just purchase it on Amazon. Download it on your phone or tablet or anything. And it's a good story. Mr. Boogie Shoes is really, I'm really proud of that. And my next book is called The People from the Black Dimension. That's going to be really good too. It's going to be more longer. It's going to be a longer book. You know, my books is getting ready more longer and longer. And the first book is only 10 chapters. This book is over 10 chapters. The next book, I'm hoping that it's going to be like 25 to 30, 40 chapters. And the book after that, beyond that. The more funds that I have, the bigger, the longer it's going to be. And continue doing this show, I'm making pretty good pennies on this show, you know. Speak is really pitting away for me. So I'd like to thank all the people who bought me this podcast thing, who let me do the podcast and all Speak, and the people who let me do the song and everything. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate it. The song, the software, the Speak podcast, and cast. I mean, all the staff and everyone. Even iHeart, who produced this and powered it and everything. I like to just thank y'all and everything. And like I said, I'm on YouTube now, and I'm going to up a link. I'm doing two recordings on my computer, but I'm just going to do up link that one, just the one on video. Now you probably hear my phone ring and everything, me talking to Michael, but I'm not going to edit it. I'm just going to just pick it up and all. And I got people to promote that to my YouTube channel. So I'll probably really be making money, guys, on this. And my other YouTube channels that I'm supposed to be traveling with, I'm going to reset them and do them again. But I had like 4 accounts, and no one can saw me, so I had to erase all the accounts and put the Corey Whitlock podcast show on account. Now y'all can find me. Now on my regular YouTube account, I got regular people, but I'm not going to do it on the regular account. I'm going to do it on the Corey Whitlock podcast show. So if you want to listen, see me do the show, go to YouTube. Okay. I'm probably going to be doing it Facebook Live as well, and Riverside too. But I don't know about Facebook Live yet. I'm thinking about it. I don't know, but I'm definitely going to do Riverside, so y'all can come and help me host the show and be on the show, and we can talk and just have a good time. Okay, so it'd be Speaker, you two, Speak, you two, and Riverside, Facebook. We might do this. This might. It's a new idea to try to add everything on there. If I do, it's probably I'm doing it from the other computer, and all, because I need one computer where I can type things and all, and I can go on the internet on one computer, because I got one computer right beside me right here, and got the other computer where it can see everything, you know, so you can see me doing the show and all, and see me on the microphone and all, and it's really cool. I mean, I really like this. I really do. I really feel like a DJ and everything. And I got my Star Trek poster in the back and all. That's really cool. But the other one I don't. So, that's cool too, you know. But hopefully you get to hear me on the microphone too, when I do the video. I don't know if it's gonna pitch or not. You might hear me or not, but we'll work on that too. Like I said, everything is new. Everything is and I'm just getting back to the YouTube thing, and hopefully be promoted and stuff like that. And everything else I can think of, but that's most all the things I can think of that's happening with me right now. And my Mac computer is working pretty well so far, and I'm really proud of that, because this is the way the microphone works on the Mac computer. It don't work on the laptop computers enough. It work on the Mac computer, Mac's computer. So hopefully it works for a long time if I don't download stupid stuff and all that stuff. And just keep it on sleep and don't turn it off all the time. You know, the other one I kept turning off, turning on, and I guess it just couldn't cooperate that much. And I almost have had this for a week now. I mean, about 2 or 3 weeks, and it's doing pretty good. And I really like it. You know, I don't get on that much. I used to laptop computers and all, but when I do get on it, I just look at myself and so proud of myself, you know, and you know, it's me, you know. My kids sitting there looking at me, Donald. What? You hear them laughing? What?
Okay, Africa.
Okay. Go in there so Daddy do a show. But everything is cool in the family and all, and just chilling out on Easter, and I'm just hoping everybody is having a great Easter and all, and happy again. Thank you. Star Trek fans, 2 more episodes of Picard, and I just watched the trailer of Strange New Worlds, and I went back to watch The Cage yesterday. Yeah, I watched The Cage, the original, the very first episode of Star Trek. And I looked at details, and then I looked at the new Strange New Worlds, the Star Trek and the bridge. Properly, they the same. They the same bridge of Captain Pike. I mean, he had all the TV monitors, all the monitors in the background on the first show. They had all the monitors on the wall, on the bridge, at the first episode. You know, and they got the same thing in Strange New Worlds. They got the monitors and everything. I mean, it's kind of different because the bridge of the day, or Captain Pike, looks realistic and everything, and it looked upgraded and stuff like that. But when they did it in 1965, they probably didn't really have all of that high tech stuff like they now do now, and Gene Roddenberry couldn't really do what he wanted. Because he probably had a shoestring budget, you know, but they got it close to where they want it, you know. And I really think then when they do if they do a Star Trek Captain Kirk, they're going to do the original bridge, you know, the original bridge, the Constitution class bridge, and they're going to bring back the original cast if they do it. They probably redo all the original episodes, reboot the original episodes, and hopefully they get it right and everything. They probably will put more stuff they couldn't probably do back then, they probably will do. But what I'm trying to say is, if they do a reboot of the original episodes, on the original show, they'll probably do different things they couldn't do back in the 60s. You'll probably see more of they can do now. And that would be really cool. Some of the special effects they couldn't do back then, they can do now. some of the costumes they couldn't do, they can do now. Some of the makeup and CGI and all that stuff they didn't have, they have now. And seeing the original being rebooted, yeah, that would be really cool. You know, that would be really cool. Fans, I just hope that y'all like this, and I just hope that nobody will have a grinch of not liking this, okay? Because we don't know the story of Captain Christopher Pike or the crew and everything. And we know that he do die. He put in a wheelchair and everything. And we know that from that two-part episode of the original show, that when Spock spoke, I can't think of the name of the episode, but we know, everybody know the name of the episode. The hardcore fans know. But when we saw him in the wheelchair and everything, and Spock stole them from Starfleet and stole the bridge and and everything and took them back to that planet, and they told the story, and that's how Gene Roddenberry got to told the original, the first episode. He did two parts of that episode to explain what happened to Christopher Pike. But everybody know that, right? All the Star Trek fans know that. The thing is, maybe they can stop that from happening. You know, maybe they already know it's going to happen, so maybe they can stop it from happening. Because he already had the dreams and all. Remember? And Discovery and all. He already had the dreams and being in a wheelchair and stuff like that. And maybe they can stop this from happening. But then again, you have those Star Trek fans saying, oh, this is not canon. This is not canon. You know, so I just hope they don't do a mistake like that. You know, what they do, you know. But you're gonna have those that say, oh, this is not canon and nothing like that. And boy, we just can't make no one happy. I mean, it's gonna be something out of place. Something out of place that Star Trek fans gonna see, and they ain't gonna like. It's good. Watch. But you do your best. You do your best. I'm talking about all the crew, and you know, do your best. You know. And furthermore, I just can't wait to see it on screen. I'm trying to get a TV, a 65-inch TV. Put it in here and down in the living room, so I can watch. I'm probably gonna watch it on a laptop computer for the couple episodes until I buy the TV and when it comes here. But I'm just hoping that I'll get to see it on the big flat screen TV, you know. And then time. Season 5 of Discovery come, I'll have a nice TV to watch it on, and I'll maybe have a nice place to watch it at too. You know, who knows? I fell short of my rent right now, because remember we supposed to move in March, between February and March, and Jessica moved in around January, you know, and all the chaos was going on between January, February, and March, and I just stopped hold the rent until the landlord fixed the door and the shower and all. I just stopped, you know, hold on. But I made sure that I showed them the shower and I showed them the door. Then I showed them the stove and the heater thing. But he fixed the shower and he fixed the door. And I'm pretty cool. I'm like 75%, but I'm is back with rent with him. So I paid I gave him money. I gave Henry money for rent, so I don't know how he gonna do it. You know, if he gonna say February is paid, but I still need to pay March and April, because March is gone now. We in April, and when I get paid, and when I get paid again, would that be for March? And then I gotta pay him again in May, and that would be for April. And then if that would be for April, and then the one that I gave him would be for February, and the second one, second paycheck would be for April, and then the third paycheck would be for, I mean, be for March. The second paycheck would be for March, and then the third would be for April, and then May, when I pay him in May, it would be for May. That would be for May, for staying here in May. But for February and April, I would just say April and May, April and March now, because I just say February is paid, and then April and March is not paid yet. And when I get money from money again, April will be paid, March will be paid for, and then when I get paid in May, April will be paid for, and then it's back to every month, at the end of every month, and then February, then May, pay them in May, you know, and then you know, this way I'm doing, I don't know how y'all doing when y'all get back in rent, this is how I'm doing it, but I'm getting a little pay loan, and then like 500 little pay loan, and then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that, hold it, pay the gas electric, the little bit that I got, pay the gas electric, and then pay the cable a little bit. It's not that high. Cable bill and cable ain't that high, so she'll be all right. And try to catch it before the fees come in. So I just shared that with y'all, because I know some people get behind in rent and gas, electric, and cable too. And I mean, to catch up is pretty hard, you know. So, but I'm going to do it, yo. I'm going to do it. And like I said, the reason for that, Jessica moved in, and I just had to make rearrangement on everything, you know. And then had to buy food, make sure food is in the house. So I took that rent money in February and March, and just put food in here. And I was buying off of DoorDash and pizza and stuff like that, so she can have food. Don't worry, family was contributing too. They was helping me out with food and stuff like that. Now Henry bringing food over, so when I give him the money, he brings a little bit of food for the week and all. That will last us well till I get paid again. And then time in the May and all, she'll have enough. No. And then what I'll do is I just keep cable down and keep gas electric down. You know, now with gas electric, I test gas electric, because I didn't pay, remember, I didn't pay gas electric in like August, September, I think September, October, November, December, I didn't pay it. So it's like I got a cutoff notice. And then I paid it in January, it was paid, so gas electric is fine. And as long as I pay half of gas electric, it'll be fine. It's just the cable, you know, gotta keep up with. You know, that cable is, cable is just terrible, you know. Just terrible, terrible, terrible. You know, just charges, charges, charges. They charge you for everything. You've written everything, you know. You've written all that equipment, and then they give you fees. Auto fees and charges. Rental fees, because you've written equipment from them, and they charge you for it, and it's just ridiculous. Comcast do, you know, cable just, yeah, you know, buy my own cable box, and buy my own receiver, internet receiver box. You know, then I won't have to rent nothing. And y'all can do that. Go to Best Buy or go to the Infinity store and purchase a cable box and one of those internet and it'll be yours, and you won't have to be charged for nothing, you know. And then your cable will go down, you know, because they won't charge you for renting their equipment. They can come back and get their equipment and then hook my equipment up, you know. Probably be fees for that too, you know. But everything's going great though. But like I said, I can't wait. So I just shared that with y'all because I was saying I was getting a TV. But that's just the world we live in, people. It's the world we live in, and I guess we just gotta pay our way through life, you know. Just keep your hands together and just keep praying to God, and he'll make a way for you if you just keep him in mind, keep him in focus, keep him in prayer and everything. He'll find a way for you to make it through. And all the people throwing stones at you and telling you that you can do your job and stuff like that, don't worry about that. You know, like all the people trying to prostitute you and stuff like that, don't give them no attention. You know, had a little situation at lunch Saturday, and they asked me why I came in at lunch at 1:42, and one of the nurses asked me why I came too late. I just looked at her like, I'm here. They're not paying me for it. And was saying that I was up there fooling around or sleeping or something like that. And all I got to say is, I dare she try to lie on me. You know, because I was up there working, you know, doing my rums, and then I came. I did the bottom floor, first floor first, then I went up and did the second floor, and then I went to do all my bathrooms and stuff and everything. And she can't say that I wasn't working. So you know, this people who just don't like you, no matter what you do, you know. And it's gonna have those co-workers all the time, you know. It's just like that, you know. I don't understand. But Star Trek, I'm going back to Strange New Worlds. I'm going back to the trailer, and I just can't wait. I just can't wait just to see this show. I like to say, go watch Halo too. Halo is a good show. It's a really good TV show. It's on Paramount Plus. It's good. I mean, if you like that kind of action, or it's kind of slow sometimes and everything, but it's just like Boba Fett. It's just like it. It's just got the guy on one character in the movie, and mostly like the movie, the game and all, and it's tell the story of the guy and everything. But you gotta go watch it to understand what I'm talking about. It's called Halo. It's based on the video game, Microsoft video game, a popular video shooting game. Excuse me, people, but it's really good. It's really good, you know. And I just hope everybody go watch it, you know, go watch it and enjoy it. And what I do is I watch Picard first, and then I go watch Halo. I watch Halo every day, every Thursday, watch Picard, and I love it. I just hope we can get another season. This whole per month, give us another season of it, and all, and just give us more than 3 seasons, okay? If you can, don't give us 3 seasons. Give us like 4 or 5 seasons, okay? You can't enjoy a TV show with 3 seasons. It's just not gonna work like that, you know. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry for the Lost in Space fans, especially the ones who thought they're gonna get a 4th season and all that. But but I don't know. Netflix, that's just Netflix for you, you know. But at least we got Lost in Space, you know. I mean, the cast was beautiful. They did a great job and everything. The 3 years that we got them, the 3 years we got the miniseries, was really good, you know. And so, I'm just glad that we got a pretty good show and everything. And just I'm just trying to find the right word to say, you know. And just go watch the show. Just go watch it. If you're a Lost in Space fan, just go watch it and enjoy it. I'm just lost of words at some point in time, you know. And it just, I'm just a little upset with Netflix and for doing that, what they're doing. But it is what it is, people. And I'm just glad that we got what we got, you know. Just be blessed with what we got, and at least we got Lost in Space, you know. And you can enjoy the original Lost in Space on Hulu. You know, if they still show that, but we got it. You know, I'm so glad that we got it, and pretty good. But for Star Trek Picard, it's getting good, guys. It's getting gooder and gooder and gooder, and season 3, if they're going to bring back the original cast of Next Generation. They got a reason to bring it back, to bring all them back. And it might be the last episode, might be the last season of Picard, you know. I mean, it might not go to 3 seasons. Who knows? No? Who knows? It might not go to 3 seasons. That maybe that's why they bringing back the cast for finale. Also, maybe the ratings ain't that good, and like it should be with Discovery. Discovery ratings probably went up, and Picard ratings probably dropped a little. But maybe the 3rd season, they're probably going to do this just like they did in the 2nd season of Discovery. They had to do the original Enterprise and Pip Christopher Pike in there, you know, and they did it, you know. We got a 3rd season. They went to the 23rd century, and we getting a 5th season, and we getting two seasons of Strange New Worlds. I'm sure we're gonna get 3, 4, and 5 too, you know. But like I said, with Christopher Pike, it's not going to last that long. That's why they put Kirk in there. So when that gone, when Pipe is gone, Kirk going to take over. And he will probably be a lieutenant. And then he'll grow to lieutenant commander. And then he'll be a commander. Then he'll probably be a captain. So we'll probably see him grow in ranks. And what we think at the season 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be 5 years. But it'll be in Star Trek reality, it'll be like 4, 6, or 7 years. Because that's how long it takes to promote. But Star Trek, you two, y'all try to explain this more better than I do, you know, if y'all listening. But that's how we'll probably get the show too, and then that's how he'll grow in rank. And the one that I want to see is her. I want to see her grow in rank. And we might, like I said, we might go from Crystal and Pike right into Kirk. And might see the original cast and go right between the movies right before the motion picture and right between the motion pictures and all that, and right during the motion picture time, during the movies. So maybe we'll get all of that and everything and a little bit more, you know. Maybe we might get a really, really long Star Trek like they do on Law and Order. You know, Law and Order been on forever. 20 years of Law and Order. So maybe we'll get a Star Trek series like that. And NCSI been on for a long time. NCSI, NCSI Los Angeles. Maybe we'll get a Star Trek episode, TV show, just like that, to be on for a long time. You know, we got from Christopher Pike all the way up to Star Trek VI, the picture. And they can do all that stuff right between. Watch to see the characters grow, you know. And if they do that, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. But I think I talked y'all Star Trek to death, because I talked Star Trek to death too. You know, I'm just sharing. But I shared my little finances. Call y'all Happy Easter and everything. And all that stuff. And so much more. But, you know, I'm just happy that I got all the listeners that I want, and hopefully I get more and more and more listeners, and that's my promoters trying to get me more listeners and more likes and more downloads. Just keep turning into the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. It's on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, whatever you get your own podcast format, you know. Especially iTunes. This got iTunes. And I'm up onto iTunes. And I'm just glad. Now, my promoters who do only iTunes promote podcast for iTunes, now can do my show. You know? And I'm really grateful of that. You know, and hopefully they ain't had no problem. And I gave them my URL thing. But if they do, we'll find a way and everything so we can get more listeners, and so I can get that whole map covered real dark. That's my goal. I want the whole 50 states to listen to this show and everything. But for all of y'all listeners from the West Coast to the East Coast, North to South, East to West, all around the world, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm having a great time, you know, and going to have more fun. Going to have more fun, you know. And we forgive Will Smith. If we can forgive other people who did what they did, people, we can forgive Will Smith too, you know. All right, all black people who are listening, let's don't lose another brother to hate, to misunderstanding and all that, okay? Because you gotta blame, if you blame one, you're gonna have to get on Gina too, okay? Because it's mostly her fault as well, you know? And like they said, this thing's not gonna go nowhere, you know? It's really not gonna go nowhere. No. So just pray for the man, okay? And he will survive. He will survive. He will get through this. And if we stick by him as fans and everything, he will get through this. 'Cause we love him. We don't want him to fall. And we always just saying, just get out of that bad marriage that you're in. Just get it out of it. Alright? Wish you the best, Will Smith. And this, hopefully the studios will let you continue working and you go make them movies. Go make a Bad Boy 4 and give us the best performance in other movies too. Okay? We love you. We can't wait to see you on the screen again. Just don't mess up again. Alright? I'm not turning my back on you. No. This is a time that you really need us. You need me. And you need my support. As your fan. And as your heavenly brother. This is the time that you're going to need me. But good luck. So that's about it, man. I see you on the next episode of Corey Willock Podcast Show. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you. See you on the next episode. When you're right.
got on your head?
A do-rag. It's a do-rag. That's a do-rag.
Do of them.